The therapist told Mr. Schoen that her visit was part of a suicide protocol. Mr. Epstein said he was fine with it, Mr. Schoen said. She stayed max 5 minutes. When the session was finished, Mr. Schoen said he joked with Mr. Epstein and the therapist about how short it had been. Mr. Schoen said that by the time the meeting ended, Mr. Epstein seemed excited about their working together on the case. One thing I can say for sure is, when I left him, he was very, very upbeat, said Mr. Schoen, who never had the chance to join the team. But in the days that followed, Mr. Epstein started appearing more haggard, according to lawyers and prison staff. He's deprived of communication with third parties. Looked disheveled, sleeping on the floor sometimes, a lawyer said. And Mr. Epstein's penchant for meetings stretched an already thin staff to its limits. As an inmate in 9 South, Mr. Epstein required additional guards to take him to and from meetings. He took frequent bathroom breaks, requiring guards to escort him. Mr. Epstein spent his last day in 9 South the same way he spent nearly every other, sitting for hours with his lawyers. They had arrived early, according to a lawyer who visited the secure client meeting rooms that day, and Mr. Epstein was seen there until at least late afternoon. Overnight, the two guards in 9 South should have checked on Mr. Epstein every 30 minutes, but they stopped around 3:30 a.m. Two prison officials said they fell asleep. Both staff members were working overtime. One had volunteered, having already worked several hours of overtime that week. The other had been forced to work a 16-hour double shift. A prison official and a law enforcement official said the two guards falsified records to make it look like they had checked in on Mr. Epstein. Mr. Epstein was housed in one of a handful of cells in 9 South, where inmates could peer out of their small windows and down onto the staff member's station at the guard desk, according to a prison official. He might have been able to see whether the guards were asleep, the official said. The official autopsy results, announced by the medical examiner on Friday, show that the cause of death was suicide by hanging. But that finding seemed to do little to quell the mystery of how Mr. Epstein was allowed to remain unsupervised on the night he killed himself. The medical examiner's findings did not placate Mr. Epstein's lawyers. The defense team fully intends to conduct its own independent and complete investigation into the circumstances and cause of Mr. Epstein's death, they said in a statement. We are not satisfied with the conclusions of the medical examiner. Days after Mr. Epstein's body was found, there was little inside the jail to indicate the havoc his life and death had wrought. In 9 South, his cell remained unoccupied. But a flurry of lawyers representing other inmates rotated in and out of the meeting room he had only recently stopped using. But late in the week, there was one small difference. The vending machines were full again.